From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Law enforcement officials are reporting progress in the investigation of the Boston Marathon bombing that killed at least three people and wounded more than 170. Video of the bombing scene has been key, and a possible suspect has been spotted. However, NPR's Tom Gelton says the FBI is saying that no arrests have yet been made in the case.
A senior law enforcement official tells NPR that video of the spot where at least one of the bombs exploded shows a man setting down a bag and then leaving the scene. But the official says that does not necessarily mean the man is a suspect. We need more than that, the official says. Early press reports said a man had been arrested and was even being taken to the federal courthouse in Boston. But the FBI is knocking those reports down hard. In a statement, the FBI said, quote, contrary to widespread reporting, no arrest has been made in connection with the Boston Marathon attack. Over the past day and a half, there have been a number of press reports based on information from unofficial sources that have been inaccurate, the Bureau said. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI is leading an investigation into poison letters that were sent to political leaders. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports one was addressed to President Obama and another to Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker.
Both of the letters were intercepted before they reached their targets. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the FBI is conducting further tests to confirm initial readings that the letters contained the poison ricin.
I would underscore that the mail is screened, the mail sent here is screened, and that these tests are undertaken at remote sites to mitigate the risk both to those recipients and to the general population.
The FBI says it has no indication of any connection between the bombings in Boston and these letters. Senators were briefed on the ricin Tuesday night. After the meeting, Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri said investigators have a suspect in mind, someone who often writes to elected officials. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Before the ricin situation disrupted business on Capitol Hill, senators were preparing for the much-anticipated vote on gun control legislation scheduled to be held this hour. With more lawmakers announcing their opposition, supporters have been scrambling to keep a measure expanding background checks alive in the Senate. Secretary of State John Kerry, just back from a trip to the Middle East, is expressing caution in efforts to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Speaking to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Kerry called for patience on the details of a two-state plan he might develop in the coming months.
I believe the window for a two-state solution is shutting. I think we have some period of time in a year and a half to 2 years, or it's over.
Kerry also discussed U.S. efforts to help diffuse tensions on the Korean Peninsula, where North Korea has issued new nuclear threats against its southern neighbor and Seoul's allies. Before the close, Dow was down 138 points at 14,619. This is NPR. The president of Syria seems to show no signs of backing down from a two-year civil war that has claimed tens of thousands of lives. In a local TV interview, Bashar al-Assad says failure to defeat the rebels would mean the end of Syria. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel tells Congress that the Pentagon is sending soldiers from an Army headquarters unit to Jordan to help contain violence along that country's border with Syria. National Republicans have decided not to fund former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's bid for a congressional seat. The decision comes after Sanford's ex-wife claims he has been trespassing at her home. NPR's Kathy Law reports this could derail Sanford's congressional hopes.
The National Republican Congressional Committee hasn't spent much on the race so far, but just weeks before the election, Sanford needs big money to run ads. He won't get it from the NRCC after ex-wife Jenny Sanford filed a complaint that alleges the former governor has a pattern of entering her property without permission and against her wishes. Sanford issued a statement which says that he was watching the Super Bowl with his son. He called the matter a disagreement, but it's one that will land Sanford in court 2 days after the May 7th election. Jenny Sanford got a divorce in 2010 after the then governor admitted to having an affair with a woman from Argentina. At the time, Sanford claimed to be hiking the Appalachian Trail. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve is out with its beige book, which reveals a stronger housing recovery and gains in auto sales, saying they were factors to moderate economic growth in the U.S. in late February and March. Before the closing bell, Dow was down 138 points at 14,619. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.